I'd like to start the theme of xenophobia with a film that's on major release all over the place, and that's Clint Eastwood's Gran Torino.
Right. Which I discovered is a motor car.
It is, yes. Actually, I'm not too hot on that, too. I had to be informed, but apparently very strong in the 1970s. And the film is set in Detroit, the home of the car. And Clint Eastwood's character used to work in the factory and is a bit upset because one of his sons now works as a publicist for overseas-made cars, which doesn't impress him in the least.
Okay, so his character is Walt Kowalski. I've read that it sometimes seems like a relic of different and distant times in the sense that he reminds us maybe a little of Dirty Harry.
He does. Well, there's nothing like Clint Eastwood glaring and glowering at anybody. And I don't know whether I can do it on air, but I've never heard anybody growl so much on the screen that he makes a face and he...
Ever notice how you come across somebody once in a while you shouldn't have messed with? That's me.
And he's going like that so often during the film. So, in a sense, it's that Dirty Harry tradition, because his character actually fought in Korea 20 years even before Dirty Harry. So there's that accumulated American wariness because of World War II and the Korean War, let alone Vietnam, which makes him automatically suspicious of anybody that looks like what used to be the enemy.
What the hell these Chinese have to move in this neighborhood for?
So the xenophobia in this contest is towards...
It's actually towards a group of Hmong.
Yes,
the people from that corner of Laos, China and Vietnam who fought with the Americans in Vietnam. And they make the point because they're his neighbours in the street now. In fact, the old grandmother looks at him and says with subtitles, you know, wouldn't you think he would have moved out to go with the whites, which is the reverse of, I suppose, what he was thinking. Wouldn't they go out and mix with themselves? But they explain that because they fought with the Americans, then they had to leave Vietnam, but were not so welcomed when they came to the United States or in places like Detroit. So that's the setup of an old man, because Clint himself was 78 when he made it, with that kind of history, looking at the Asian now citizens, as well as the gangs from the Hmong clashing with the African-American gangs in Detroit. So you've got that very tense kind of setting.
Get off my lawn.
You better watch your back.
Thank you.
I heard there was some trouble in the neighborhood. Why didn't you call the police?
I prayed that they would show up, but nobody answered.
So it's really fear of today's multicultural society that they represent, isn't it?
It is. The interesting thing about the film and about Clint Eastwood himself is that you know by the end of the film that he is going to be friendly with the neighbours, but it's watching how the change takes place.
Why are you bringing me all this garbage anyway?
Because you saved Tao.
I didn't save anybody.
You're a hero to the neighbourhood.
I'm not a hero.
And in fact, you mentioned Dirty Harry. I thought it was going to have a kind of Dirty Harry, vigilante, gung-ho ending, and it doesn't. And it seems to me a very interesting reflection of how Clint Eastwood, over the last 30 or 40 years, as a man representing, I suppose, justice, law and order often, as well as his Italian days as the man with no name, is actually handling this kind of multicultural and intercultural friendship and what he can do for others.
We're having barbecue. You want to come over? We've got beer, too.
I might as well drink with strangers.
By the end of it, I was actually even more impressed, but I better not spoil anything about the plot and let you see it.
What was it like to kill a man?
You don't want to know. Tao and Sue are never going to find peace in this world as long as that gang's around.
What are you going to do, Walt?
Whatever it is, they won't have a chance.
Clint Eastwood is the lead player in the film. Is he also the director in this film?
He is, yes. He's since he turned 70, it seems to me that he's been excellent in the films that he's directed. So when you think of this one and Changeling with Angelina Jolie.
Right, that was also up for an Oscar, wasn't it?
It was. And then the two films about Iwo Jima, mm-hmm. Flags of Our Fathers, yes. and Letters.
Yes.
And then he won an Oscar for Million Dollar Baby and Mystic River in 2003. So they're his most recent films, which I was impressed. I read this morning, in fact, that the Cannes Film Festival has awarded him a Life Award, and that seemed sensible enough, till it mentioned that the only other director in their history that they have given such an award is to Ingmar Bergman.
Goodness me,
He's certainly assumed a status in film directing up there with Bergman.
So good for Clint Eastwood. We'll go and see that as well.
Good.
Okay. Thank you very, very much indeed.